This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's talk immigration here for a second. Legal immigration is what we're talking about, the kind where people coming here have to get visas, and more specifically, non-immigrant visas, ones that aren't intended to lead to green cards and permanent residency. H-1Bs are the ones that get most of the press, visas that let highly skilled foreign workers come to the states, the visas that technology companies are always angling to make more available and easier to get. But the fact is, there is a whole slew of lesser-known visas that bring hundreds of thousands of foreign workers and companies to this country. Marketplace's Rima Krace has that story.
Just over a year ago, two young executives in Bangalore, the Silicon Valley of India, made a big decision. They would expand their app company, RNF Technologies, to the U.S.
California was, of course, an obvious choice. The seventh largest economy in the world by GDP.
That's Associate Vice President Nitish Sood.
And, you know, primarily tech-oriented state, so, you know, it only made sense for us to be here.
So Sood and his partner Imran Ali pulled together their business plan, booked their tickets, and headed to Los Angeles. They were feeling pretty good about things until they landed in Dubai and were greeted by the sight of a plane that had skidded off the runway and was now on fire.
We looked at each other and said, you know, maybe it's not the best idea to be taking a flight to the U.S. right now. Maybe this is nature and God telling us a different path.
And I keep telling this to Imran that, you know, maybe that was a sign.
But they made it here to sunny L.A. and started putting together their application for an L-1 visa. It would allow them to set up a branch and work in California for up to 7 years. Again, here's Ali.
It is definitely a very, very cumbersome process. Our application alone, just for each person, it was about 900-odd pages.
They had to file a 5-year business plan in meticulous detail. And just to prove they're really serious, they needed a couple $100,000 in the bank and a lease on office space. John Kasravi is an immigration lawyer in Los Angeles. He says to get an L-1, you practically have to set up a business before you can even apply.
It is a gamble because you could invest all this money, and it does happen, and you get denied, and all of a sudden you're out the money and your investment.
In 2015, about 6,000 people were denied L-1 visas, and roughly 80,000 were approved as foreign companies expanded and brought workers to the U.S. And that's just the L-1.
I think the whole immigration system is completely unknown to the general public.
Yeah, and it's an alphabet soup. H-1C visas for nurses, P-1s for athletes, O-1s for people with extraordinary skills in, say, art or science, and not to mention the H-1B for skilled workers. Hundreds of thousands of employment-based visas are issued each year. But the Trump administration's draft executive order on foreign workers could put limitations on some of those visas.
What those limitations will look like, we don't really know.
Scott McVarish is a lawyer with the Immigration Law Office of Los Angeles. He says what we do know is the administration has said it wants to prioritize the interests of American workers, their jobs, wages, and well-being. That could mean more site visits at companies using L-1 visas. It could also mean reforms to the J-1 for summer workers and the E-2 for new ventures. McVarish says for business, all that uncertainty,
it becomes part of your calculation, and I think companies that want to be conservative about things will simply not come here.
There is acknowledgement that reforms are needed in some visa programs. Daniel Costa is an immigration expert with the Economic Policy Institute.
There's been just countless cases of labor trafficking and worker abuse and workers not being paid the wages they were supposed to be paid, not being in the jobs they were supposed to be in.
Costa says a better approach would be to bring in workers to fill labor shortages and...
You wouldn't keep them on a temporary status for very long. You'd put them on a quick path to permanent residence and citizenship.
Sood and Ali, the Indian business partners, aren't concerned with that now. They're focused on expanding. Their super detailed business plan calls for hiring hundreds of U.S. workers over the next few years.
Things have, you know, gotten easier for us in terms of being able to grow, and being physically present in the U.S. is just going to literally put things on steroid mode.
That is, once they get the green light on their L-1 visas. I'm Rima Krace for Marketplace.